Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined today by Jane Enright. She's an award-winning author, a public speaker, a former kindergarten teacher turned CEO, and so much more with an incredible story to tell. And that's what we'll be diving into today. But before all of that, Jane, my first question to you is, how are you doing today?
Oh, I am super awesome. It's an absolute pleasure and privilege to be joining you, Grant. Thanks for reaching out to me. And I'm excited to know more about your broadcast stations and how we can listen in small towns and keep informed and inspired by your broadcasting.
Well, thank you very much. That's what we aim to do. But today we're talking a little bit more about you than us, because you have an incredible story, and that seems like an understatement of the year. So I think where we should start is the beginning, as that's the best place to be. But I actually wanted to ask you, where do you think that beginning is? Because I think it's fair to say, and as we continue to chat, this will make much more sense to listeners as we learn more about your story, that you've had a fair share of new beginnings and certainly a lot of change in your life. So where would you like to kick things off?
Well, thank you for that. I do believe life is really a storyline for all of us. And it's filled with endings, but also new beginnings too, where one door closes, another opens. And I guess the most significant experiences in my life that really demonstrated that to me and where I sort of found my true purpose in life, I believe, is April 7th, 2017. I was sitting in the stands at a volleyball, my son's volleyball tournament. And just as a spectator, you know, just with other parents chatting like most parents do. And all of a sudden, I got slammed in the head with something. I didn't know at the time, but it was volleyball. And I got hit with such force that I was speechless, literally and figuratively. I lost my memory and my hearing and my speech for a time. I developed what's called speech aphasia, which was pretty serious for someone like me that was an entrepreneur and a former teacher and, you know, spoke for a living. So, that was really where my most terrible year began. But the good news is, you know, good things can come from not so good things.
Absolutely. And that's your whole overarching message when, you know, we're going to get into your book and everything and what you've done since that day a little bit later. But that's sort of your overall message is that, you know, you can find the positivity in terrible moments like that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we all have the unexpected in our lives in small or, you know, on a grand scale as I did. I just happened to have three very catastrophic events happen in 365 days, one, you know, consecutively after the other. And the first, you know, being the hit to the head with the volleyball and not, you know, understanding what the next 5 minutes was going to bring, let alone remembering before what had happened, you know, before that. As I say, I was like Dory in Finding Nemo. So I had to really work on my recovery. So I understand what it's like for people who have gone through an illness or injury or recovery from something devastating, but more so because that wasn't just the only thing that I faced. I've also faced a partner with a catastrophic injury and a friend that I lost very suddenly and tragically. But, you know, I say those things and I tell my story to put it into context because just like we all go through things in our lives that we have to make sense of, I understand that I'm not the only one that has to get back up after getting knocked down. So when this happens, oftentimes when we go through trauma and drama in our lives, we often look for meaning. We look to make sense of it all. Like, why did this happen? There must be something good from this. And that's really about what positivity is. It's all about saying to yourself, you know, I'm not sure why this is happening in my life, but I believe something good can come from this. And sometimes you have to dig pretty deep to do that.
Absolutely, because that is something that is way easier said than done. And, you know, throughout the course of that year, you're only human, and there's going to be times where you doubt yourself and you're wondering why this is happening, and you have to just find ways to push through it. So how did you do that? How did you find that? Because as you mentioned, it wasn't just one moment of your life. It was three in such quick succession. You were sort of knocked back into this new life and, you know, you have to recover from a traumatic brain injury that you experienced. And then you also suffered more loss.
Yes. And thank you for acknowledging that. And really, you know, I equated it, my most terrible year is being a dress rehearsal for COVID. With COVID, we all had that experience of not knowing what the next 5 minutes might bring. But now we're all experiencing the ripple effect. So in terms of where I started, my path really during my journey and after that most terrible year really began with acceptance. And I always say to people, you know, acceptance is not necessarily being happy about what has happened to you, but it's rather accepting that change has happened and that things are different. And that begins to open you up to be a more flexible thinker. It keeps you out of resistance and denial, and it really helps you move forward instead of backwards a little more quickly, because it's your mind's way of looking for solutions. It's our brain's way of saying, okay, what is coming next? And what can I do to help myself get through this a little bit easier?
Yes, and I like that. I like what you said about acceptance, because I think another way you could phrase it is, a new phrase I recently learned is sort of active mourning, because you have to, you know, say goodbye to something that you thought one thing was going one way and then it goes another way, and you sort of have to accept that for what it is and mourn what you lost, but also be excited for what comes next. And I guess that leads me to my next question, is because one day you decided to put pen to paper, or I guess fingers to keyboard, and begin and begin writing about this year and your experiences. The finished project became your first book, Butter Side Up, How I Survived My Most Terrible Year and Created My Super Awesome Life. Do you think that was part of your healing process? Is that why you decided to write one day? What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. And I think it was, looking back, I do think it was, because I had trouble speaking. My speech pathologist at the time, Dee, I'm going to give a shout out to Dee Sperry here in Hamilton, Ontario. She was just a tremendous inspiration to me. She said, Jane, you know, you're having trouble talking. Maybe you should try another mode of communication to help you, you know, get through this and sort of make sense of it all. So she said, why don't you focus on writing rather than talking? So I thought, well, that's a good idea. So while I was recovering, and while I was helping my partner recover from his most tragic event in his life, I spent over 100 days in Ontario hospitals advocating for myself and others, which is a pretty long time. And it's very emotionally draining to go through that and tell that story over and over and over again. I mean, we all are storytellers in our own right. But when you're having, you know, something that is traumatic happening in your life, it's hard to express yourself. So the writing did help. And what I did is I started to write my dear friends and family emails, which are included in Butter Side Up. So it's very real. It's sometimes it's raw. I've been, but in a good way. You know, I've had people tell me that they've been in similar experiences, and then they read Butter Side Up and they said, I could feel you on my shoulder. Do you know what I mean? So my voice found a voice, and my voice found a voice through my writing. And it was funny. It was really, I've never grown up wanting to be an author or really believing that I could write a book, but I had nudges of encouragement along the way that I couldn't ignore. And this is really where the believing part in positivity happens. And it's not sugarcoating or making something a frosted flake and throwing, you know, icing sugar on it and saying everything's wonderful. But it's really the idea that, okay, letting go can be easier when we have a more flexible mindset and a more positive attitude, because we're anticipating good things are coming. So when I sat down to write and put pen to paper in 2019, it was after a series of aha moments in my life, after the acceptance part, that said, you know what, maybe something good can come from this. And it was really a keen desire to help others. So I had a very interesting experience in Italy in 2019. I was on a yoga retreat and I visited a place called Modica. And I don't know if you've ever traveled in Europe or if any of your listeners listening to this will be able to relate to this, but finding a bathroom in Europe, in Italy, you know, with, you know, a door and a toilet seat and toilet paper are really challenging. So I was really basically an ordinary person looking to find a bathroom when I walked into a hotel and the Oro Hotel in Modica, and I saw rows and rows of books on shelves, and there was no one else in there. It was just me. It was very old, very antiquated place. And it was a lady by the name of Katia. We started Google translating because my Italian was very poor and her English was, you know, very, very challenged as well. And lost in translation, you know, I asked about these books and I said, you know, what are those books about? Why are those books on the wall? You're a restaurant. And she said, well, this is a very famous place. She said, it's a place where famous authors come to share their work, to share their books. And they talk about their books and they leave a copy. Well, lost in translation, I wrote back, I like to write. I'm thinking, you know, I'm writing a travel blog. I'd like to write about you. Well, she thought I'd already written a book or I'd already started a book. And she said to me, well, when you're a famous author and you've finished your book, would you come back and share it with us? And quite honestly, Grant, I was overcome. And I got sort of shivers, you know, those shivers you get sometimes when you think, wow, you know, something's good. And I thought to myself, okay, I need to write about my story and I need to write about it in a way that perhaps I can help others and make their journey a little bit easier.
That's incredible. That's a sign if I've ever heard one. So I have to ask, is your book back there on the shelf now? Have you returned?
Not yet. You know what? With COVID, it's on my bucket list to return to Italy. I love Italy and I've had many wonderful experiences there as I have in many other countries. But you know what? That's on my bucket list. I do want to return someday to Modica and put my book on the shelf and sign it and talk to others about it. But I've just been, you know what? I'm just so touched by how people have embraced me and my story. And, you know, because I do think it's a relatable story. You know, as I say, four letters ending in a T can happen to all of us. It's how you handle it that matters. I really am at the heart of it, Grant, an ordinary person who's survived some extraordinary things. And I'm just trying to teach people not just about the power of positive thinking, but also that, you know, showing them, not just telling them, but showing them that you can transform your life in a good way. There can be happiness and joy after sad things. And I call it my OMG, outside and thinking mindfulness gratitude. So it's, you know, those are some of the tips I talk about in my newest book, James Jam, Inspiration to Create Your Super Awesome Life, and also Butter Side Up.
Yeah. And before I let you go, I'll ask you a little bit more about those books, because if somebody wanted to pick one up, because we have such a limited, I would love to just dive in more about your experience and your recovery and all of this, because if somebody was listening to you now, like nobody would be able to tell that you had a speech pathologist and you had to relearn how to talk and all of these things. Mm-hmm. If somebody were to pick up a copy of Butter Side Up or Jane's Jams, like that's what they can sort of expect.
Oh, again, a great question. Basically, Butter Side Up is inspirational memoir. It's all about, you know, transforming your life in a good way. So it tells my story. It really talks about how, you know, my friendship with my best friend of 40 years and our times together and how I've gotten through some tough times in my life, my most terrible year, but also the after part, right? And how I changed my life. Jane's Jam is, okay, I've started the conversation and you can too. So Jane's Jam is a bit of a playbook. So it's filled with stories. I've got some true stories about Terry Fox and surfer Bethany Hamilton and Lucille Ball and others in there. Short stories to help motivate you know, readers and listeners on podcasts, et cetera, about how, you know, you can take first steps with ideas like practical, down-to-earth ideas about, okay, well, how can I bring more happiness into my life? How can I figure out, you know, what I do like and what I need to let go of and how to do it in an easier, you know, more constructive, positive fashion than sort of denying things. I talk a lot about successfully navigating change in both books, but also just the power of positivity and just short little lessons that I've learned along the way. I've been called sort of a female version of Stuart MacLean. You remember Stuart MacLean, one of the greatest, I think, writers of our time in Canada. And I'm very grateful for that compliment because, you know, I'm just trying to write in a very heartwarming, straightforward way, but also share some stories and also some inspirational quotes along the way.
Yes, and I like the phrase that you've sort of coined as you call it edutainment, which I think is a fun little...
edutainment. Yeah, you're right. And then the past is just a chapter, not the whole book, right? It's just, you know what, with COVID, we're all in this together. I mean, COVID was really unplanned change on steroids, okay? Never in the history of our planet have we had such unplanned, rapid, unexpected change. And I went through that, in my most terrible year, but people go through it every day. It's just that really COVID brought that to the spectrum of our lives all at the same time, you know, in one way or another. So as I like to say, we're all in this together. And, you know, building a more positive mindset and using tools like mindfulness and gratitude and being grateful for what you have, and focusing on, you know, what you have rather than what you don't have in your life can really be a saving grace when you're looking to move forward and overcome, you know, as you said, grief and sadness and loss. Because, you know, good things can come from when we take one thing away, you know, oftentimes something else walks in, but sometimes sooner than we think. But it could, you know, rapid unexpected change isn't just about loss. It's about happy things, too.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great place to end things, Jane. I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. For our listeners, we'll have more on Jane and where you can follow her on social media, as well as where you can pick up a copy of her books on our website under this interview when it goes up on our site, lanarkleadstoday.ca, an hour or two from now. Jane, thanks again so much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Oh, thanks so much. It's my pleasure, Grant. And I wish all you and your listeners the best of everything and stay super awesome.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you for listening.